Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Conservation Director, Brad Halterman. All right, Brad. So starting to warm up a little bit. People are probably getting a little antsy, wanting to get outside. What are some great places for them to maybe go out and go fishing here in Guthrie County?
Yeah, here in Guthrie County, we're blessed with two really good rivers that allow access and very good fishing. We have the Middle Raccoon River and then the South Raccoon River. The South Raccoon River is the river that flows down through Nations Bridge Park, one of our parks and our campgrounds. And there's a couple, few different spots down there in the park that offer really good access to the river for folks to fish. The South Raccoon River is best fish for catfish. That's what a lot of people go after. That seems to be the most readily available fish through the South Raccoon River. The Middle Raccoon River, that's the river that feeds into Lake Panorama and then continues on down through Lake Panorama, down through right by our Lennon Mill Park and campground. And that's the river that flows on down through Redfield also. The Middle Raccoon River down in the Lennon Mill Park area is known for a lot of different fish. The folks can catch crappie and bluegill. They can also catch catfish. They can also catch walleye down through that stretch. And then it is an absolutely fantastic smallmouth bass fishery. So those rivers are, like I said, Guthrie County is blessed with those two rivers that offer a lot of good public access. Of course, all of our river accesses up and down those rivers allow folks to have good access to fish those. In Guthrie County also, there's some privately owned ponds that are really good fishing too. Of course, to fish those, you need to get permission from the landowner to fish those. But a lot of ponds throughout Guthrie County have really good fishing in them also.
All right. And you named a few species there when you're talking about the two different rivers. Are those kind of the most commonly caught fish in the county?
Yeah, they are. Like I said, both rivers hold catfish and offer really good catfishing opportunities. The Middle Raccoon kind of expands out on that it's got a little better, the Middle Raccoon has a little better clarity to it, a little better water source to it. So it opens up those possibilities to catch a few of those other species. Like I said, walleye, smallmouth bass, crappie, bluegill, offers a little more variety in the fishing.
All right. And is it channel or blue cat that people mostly catch in the rivers?
Yeah, mostly it's channel catfish, but every once in a while somebody will catch a nice flathead catfish out of those rivers too. But for sure, the majority of the catfish that are caught are channel cat, but you can catch flathead catfish out of those two rivers also.
All right, and what are some requirements for fishing in those public areas?
Yeah, just everybody fishing needs to have an Iowa fishing license. A season fishing license for a resident here in the state runs $22 for the year. Non-residents coming in can get a non-resident fishing license, and those run $48 for that same year. But other than that, anybody can get a fishing license and go out to these public access areas on these rivers and just have a good time fishing.
All right. And then the conservation department also has a few things they're doing to kind of get ready for spring and summer. A little bit of maintenance on the trails, right?
Yeah. Yes, we are. We're out on the Raccoon River Valley Trail, cutting back brush and cleaning up tree limbs and branches and stuff from this winter. We're knocking some of that brush back and just getting that all tuned up. Same goes in our parks and our campgrounds. We've got some spring projects here that we're doing, starting up and doing to get the campgrounds ready for opening up whenever the weather permits that to happen. So this time of year is generally pretty busy, and we're always look forward to this time of year to kind of a rejuvenation and a start over for a season, and seeing campgrounds opening up when weather permits, start seeing campers and start seeing more folks out on bikes and walking and running on the Raccoon River Valley Trail also.
All right, and this one's something you and I had talked about before, but the trail passes for the Raccoon River Valley Trail. This is the last season that those will be in effect, correct?
It is, yes. This is the last calendar year that use of the trail will require a trail pass. So for the calendar year of 2023, right now, folks can go online. They can go to our Guthrie County Conservation website. On the left-hand side, there's a tab for trail passes, and they can purchase their annual passes for this calendar year. There, the trail passes are still just $10, and that $10 annual pass can use the trail every day as much as you want to for that one low price. But yes, this is the last calendar year that trail passes will be sold and will be required for use of the Raccoon River Valley Trail. And that's through all three counties, Dallas, Guthrie, and Greene County.
All right. Thank you very much, Brad.
Yeah, thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.